God change you.
愿上帝赐福给我。
So may God bless us.
我们大家打开罗马书第十五章。
Shall we turn to the book of Romans chapter 15?
我们一同开声来读。
We shall read together.
我们从第七节。
Starting from verse number 7.
一直念到第十三节。
Until verse 13.
罗马书第十五章七节到第十三节。
Chapter 15 verses 7 to 13.
所以你们也彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于上帝。我说基督是为上帝真理做了隔离的人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他怜悯荣耀上帝，如经上所记，因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。又说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。又说外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。但愿使人有盼望的上帝，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借助圣灵的能力大有盼望。大家再一同来念，我们从第十节念到十三节。一二三，你们外邦人当以
主
的
百
姓
一同
欢乐。
又说
外邦啊，
你
们当
赞
美
主，
万
民
啊，你
们都
当
颂
赞
他。
又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴
起来
要
治
理外
邦
的，外邦人
要
仰望
他。
但愿使人有盼望的
上帝，
因信
将
诸般
的
喜乐
平安
充满你
们
的
心，
使你们
借
助圣
灵
的
能
力大有盼望。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
我们请李牧师带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你，你宝贵的信息你向我们启明。求主今天晚上再一次的，当我们打开主你自己的话语的时候，你透过你的仆人再一次的把你的心意向我们阐明，以致我们了解你的心意，以致我们明白你的心意，以致我们把你的心意藏在我们的心里面，并且活在我们的生命当中。这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们。我们在第十四章看见了软弱的与坚固的彼此要怎样包容。
In chapter 14, we see that how those are strong, how those are weak, we must accommodate one another.
到了第十五章就加重语气说，你们要彼此接纳。
So in chapter 15, emphatically, he said that you must accept one another.
这个 co-acceptance,
this co-acceptance
是彼此相爱最基本的一个行动。
It is the most fundamental action of our core acceptance.
我们要彼此相爱。
That we have to love one another.
人与人之间的关系因恨而破裂，因爱而和睦。
Human relationship is broken because we hate, and also is bring into reconciliation because we love.
人与人之间的关系因为恨而分开，因为爱。
Human relationship, it is because of hatred that we are broken down and also reconciled because we love.
基督教之所以是这么伟大的一个宗教信仰，
Christianity because it's such a great faith.
因为基督教里面是以爱为本质的一个宗教。
All because the substance of Christianity is love.
我们的神就是爱。
Our God is love.
我们的神因为爱赐下独生子耶稣。
Our God, because of love, He gives only begotten Son Jesus Christ to us.
基督因为爱教会，就为罪人舍己。
And Christ Jesus, because He loved the church, renounced His life for our sake.
圣灵赐下给我们的时候
，So when Holy Spirit is given to us,
在我们的泛滥的日子，要把上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在我们的心里面。
In the time of sufferings, once again, this love from the Holy Spirit is now given to us.
当我们顺从圣灵的时候
，So when you're obedient to the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就借助他自己的能力，在我们身上结出圣灵的果子。
The Holy Spirit, through His own power, bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵结的果子，第一个表现就是仁爱。
And the first expression of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is kindness.
所以一个被圣灵充满的人
，A one who is filled by the Holy Spirit,
过一个没有爱心的生活是不可能。
It is not possible for you to live a life without love.
神是爱
，God is love.
基督是爱
，Christ is love.
圣灵是爱
，The Holy Spirit is love.
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱
，And also the fruit bear by the Holy Spirit is love.
耶稣基督说你们要彼此相爱的。
When Christ said you must love one another,
也就是宣布在世界上 只有这一些被拯救的人可以真正做到向上帝有爱的那种生活。
It is only but to proclaim that those who truly are saved by the Holy Spirit can only live a life of love of God.
而我们许多时候感到别人不可爱。
Many times we feel that others are not lovable.
我们对可爱的人，我们很愿意牺牲，我很愿意付出。
And to those who are lovable, we are prepared to pay the cost.
我们对不可爱的人，我们很不愿意付出，我们很不能容忍。
But to those who are not lovable, we are not prepared to pay the cost, and also we cannot bear them.
所以有许多时候你会听见这样的话。
So many times you heard this kind of statement.
这个人讨厌死了，看他的脸都想吐。
This person, I see him, I still feel disgusted.
为什么你看他的脸孔你想吐呢？
One said when you see his face, you want to vomit.
因为他的脸孔不好看是吗？
Because his face is not likable.
如果他面孔不好看，为什么他的朋友看他脸孔很好看？
If his face is not presentable, but once they have friends see that he is presentable.
所以我在神学院读书的时候，
So when I was studying in the seminary,
我一个同班的同学在台上讲道的时候讲过一句话，我感到很有意思。
I have a classmate when he was preaching on the pulpit, then he said a statement I feel is very meaningful.
当你看见一个人脸孔你就想吐的时候，
So when you see a person's face, you say you want to vomit.
不一定他面不好看，但你一定胃病很重。
And it may not be because he is not presentable, maybe it is surely because you have the stomach ache.
所以问题不在他。
So the problem is not with him.
问题在我们。
It's with us.
为什么我们呢？为什么在我们？
Why with us?
因为我们里面没有办法接纳他。
Because in our heart there's no way to accommodate them.
我们没办法容忍他。
We cannot accommodate them.
所以一看我们就气。
So when you see, we get angry.
一看我们就受不了。
When you look at him, we cannot bear.
保罗在提到这些弟兄姐妹的关系的时候，
Paul when he mentioned about this here, brother and sister's relationship,
保罗说什么呢？
What did Paul say?
你们要彼此接纳。
You might co-accepting one
another. 因为保罗从人与人之间的关系提到耶稣基督的时候，
Because in human relationship, when Paul mentioned about Christ,
他说你要记得基督怎么接纳你。
You want to remember how Christ accept you.
你也要接纳别人。
And you got to accept others.
所以我们不要谈属灵的口气和属灵的词句谈得太厉害。
So do not have a tune of spirituality.
彼此相爱从什么开始呢？
The way starts this, accepting one another.
接纳别人与我们不同，比我们更差，或者与我们不看相同一种看法的这个态度开始。
And coming from an attitude that out of love that we want to accept others, not because they are the same with us, because they are different.
一个人接纳别人的人，
one who accept others,
他可以继续不断发展成为真正爱别人的。
He can continue to develop a one who truly love others.
所以相爱的生活从彼此接纳的实践行动里面做开始。
To love one another begin with the true practice of accepting one another.
如果我们不能接纳别人，
if we cannot accept others,
我们只盼望全世界的人都要像我这样。
Hope that others whole ways like me.
这是不可能的。
It's not possible.
你看，我们每个人脸孔不一样。
Because our faces look different.
我们每个人个性不一样。
And our characters is different.
我们每个人的背景不一样。
And our background is different.
所以你不能强人从我。
So you cannot force others to be like you.
你不能说反不像我的就是坏人。
You cannot say that if they are not like me, then they are evil people.
因为每一个人是不一样的。
Because everybody is different.
所以能尊重别人与你不同的地方。
So when you can respect others in their
这才是爱心的开始。
That is the beginning of love.
能尊重别人与你不同的意见。
When you can respect others' opinion to you.
这才是对别人的人格的看重。
And that is the esteem of others' personality.
用英文来讲呢，
In English.
To agree with this agreement.
你能够同意，因为你不同意。
同意什么呢？
What do you agree?
同意，你对我看法不一样，不要紧。
To agree that when you look different as like I do, it's okay.
因为我尊重你有你的权利。
Because I respect that you have your privilege.
200多年前
200 years ago.
法国有两派的思想。
In France there are two schools.
有一派的思想说，
One school says,
理性很重要。
Rationality is important.
知识很重要。
And also knowledge is important.
当大家学问越来越高的时候，
When everyone increases in their knowledge.
当教育程度越来越提升的时候，
When education level is increased.
社会就更开明更发达。
The society will be more open, more civilized.
那么呢，另外派的人说不一定。
But the other school say not necessarily.
知识不一定叫人良心更好。
Knowledge may not make our conscience be better.
有学问的人可能更敢做坏事。
Those who are most learned, maybe they cause even more crimes.
那么我如果现在请问你们，
If I were to ask you tonight,
你们赞同哪一种？
Which school do you agree?
啊？第二种。那么，
Second?
那么从今天开始不要读书了。
So from today onward, you don't study now.
你赞成第二种吗
？Because you agree the second time.
我再讲一次
啊。One more time.
第一种说什么呢
？The first school says
知识很重要。
Knowledge is important.
理性很重要。
Rationality is important.
教育很重要。
Education is important.
当全法国的教育提升的时候
，When the whole France education level is lifted up，
社会一定进步。
The society will advance.
人的道德一定提高。
People will lifted up in the morality.
另外一派人说
，The other school say
不一定。
Not necessarily.
有的人读书了。有的人更有智慧了，结果就更败坏。
Some study with more knowledge, but more corrupted they are.
所以后来的有一个学会啊
，So there's association.
写一篇文章
，They wrote an article.
文明的世界
，And the civilized world.
是不是保证人的良心一定会提高呢
？Does it assure that our conscience will lift up?
啊，这个题目一发出去的时候
，When this topic was distributed,
很多人就写文章了。
A lot of people wrote articles.
后来得到第一名的人
，The one who came first.
才二十六岁
，Only 26。
你知道是谁呀、
啊、？Who？
这个人叫做 Jean-Jacques Rousseau。
Rousseau
就是罗梭。
Rousseau
不是啰嗦啊，是罗梭。
Rousseau
啊，在哲学界里，一个叫罗梭，一个叫罗素，不一样的。嗯，罗梭是法国人，罗素是英国人。
So he is a French。
罗梭。是十八世纪的
罗素 belongs to the 18th century
罗素是二十世纪的
and 罗素 Russell belongs to the 20th century
现在他就写文章了
so he wrote
他要证明了
he wants to prove
受高教育的人不一定更有良心
those who are more highly educated may not have a more clear conscience
读书更高的人不一定道德更好
those who have more education may not have good morality
他的文章几率证明出来结果呢他们评论他得到第一名
So he wrote an essay and bring proof that people judge and he came up first
后来这个人就带领了刚才我讲的第二派
So this Rousseau led the second school
到底教育重要不重要
Is it important with education
到底知识重要不重要
Is it important with knowledge
到底这个世界等文明的这个理性重要不重要
Is it important with a civilized personality
他说
He said
重要
Important.
但是不是最重要
But not the most important.
也不一定保证人的道德良心会更好
It doesn't necessarily assure that our culture and morality is better
哇所以他是第二派的人的头
So he is the leader of the second school
那第一派的人头是什么呢
Now who is the leader of the first school
是 Voltaire
Voltaire
伏尔泰
Voltaire
这个人呢
This person
他认为一定要提倡教育
He said that I must promote education
知识越高
And the more high education
人类越有前途
And people have more future
其实我告诉你事实证明不一定这样
But the factual proof is not necessarily
现在台湾大学
Now in Taiwan University
台大的学生
And those in 台大
还没有结婚以前跟女人上床的是比台大以外的更多的比例
Those who have premarital sex will be more compared to those who are not in the university
所以已经证明教育不一定提高道德只有提高头脑知识
It only but to prove that this education may not bring up our morality but only in knowledge
那么后来的罗梭再写一本书
Later on this Rousseau also wrote a book
这个书叫做 Social Contract
And that's a 社会企业
好我现在讲了你们就对政治开始了解一点点了
So you begin to understand what is politics
这本书第一句话说什么
And this book was the first statement
人生下来本来是平等
Men are born equal
但是
But then
因为社会制度所以有的人就穷有的人就有钱有的人就被压迫有的人专门欺负
Because of social institutions some become poor some become rich some are oppressed some be oppressor
那些身为农民穷家子弟的
Those who are born to be peasant and in poor family
他们很难出头天
It's difficult for them to be outstanding
身为王族贵族后代的
But those who are from royal family
他们血统里面就想统治别人
Because in their blood they want to rule others
这是不应该的
This is not right
哇我从前年轻的看他的书我吓了一跳
So when I was young I read the book I was so touched by him
因为他写那本书的时候还不到三十岁
Because when he wrote that book he was not 30 yet
那么这本书到最后一段的时候
When it comes to the last few pages
他说呢所以
Therefore he said
没有一个人
Not a single person
有权定管制另外一个人
Has that right to rule over others
世界上没有一个人
In the world there's not a single person
有资格去压另外一个人
has the right to oppress the other person
除非得到那个人的同意
unless that he got agreement from that person
那他这本书到底要讲什么呢
so what is he trying to say in this book
讲 政府管理百姓的时候
and saying that when the government rule over the people
权柄从哪里来
where comes the authority
有一些的王帝说是天子嘛天的命令叫我做你的王
some emperor was said heavenly mandate and that's why heaven instituted
所以我要杀你我要留你的命是我的权柄
so whether I kill you I let you go is my authority
所以王常常杀百姓
so the king will kill the people
结果百姓被杀杀杀杀杀杀
so when the people kill and kill
杀到忍不了的就杀王帝
so when these people cannot bear anymore they'll kill the emperor
这个叫什么
What is that?
革命
Revolution
什么叫做命呢
What is revolution?
什么叫做革命呢
What is revolution?
就是把你的命割掉叫做革命
That is to kill you
对不对呢
Is that right?
这个叫做革命 Revolution、啊、
Revolution
你们马来西亚 不太多用 revolution
We seldom use revolution
因为你们还有阿公哪里
可以 revolution Because if you have 阿公 we cannot have that
你们最多是 reformasi 烈火末世
We have a reformasi
就是了、啊、你继续讲下去、哦
So continually,
那么从那一本书开始
So from that book onwards,
随着推动全世界
And the force that moved the whole world
一件事情
One thing
民主
Democracy
普选
And also the polling, random polling
明白吗什么叫做民主呢
What is democracy
权柄在人民的手中
The authority is in the hand of people
什么叫做普选呢
What about general election
我如果选不正不正才能做政府
Only if I elect the BN The BN will become
the
government 我如果选
回教党回教党才能做政府
If I elect the past or past become government
如果不是我选你你 Abdullah 啦没有啦
If it's not I who vote you Abdullah will not be the prime minister
所以呢这样呢就不能百姓有最大的权柄
And the people have the greatest power
那么这个是法国在这两世纪里有一些的贡献
So for this 200 years this is a contribution coming from France
就是从这本书来
From this book
这本书叫做什么
What is this book called?
Social Contract
社会契约
中文叫做什么民约论
民约论、
啊、什么意思
Social Contract、
啊、百姓在社会里面立约要选什么政府
The people in the country, they make an agreement who to elect the government.
Okay. 那么法国的皇帝看见这本书以后
And also the French emperor when he read this book.
撕破它
He tore this book.
烧掉它
And burn this book.
那就下令全法国所有的人有这本书都要交出来
And say that everybody who has this book must burn it and be banned.
交出来撕破不然你的头先撕破
If not, you will be beheaded.
所以怎么办呢
What to do now?
所以就变成禁书了
Become a banned book.
哇，他们把这个民约论找了几百本出来，就在众人面前烧烧。
So a few hundred of this social contract, this book was burned in the public.
烧的时候呢
，When it was burning,
给那个反对派的人知道了。
So the opposite party knew it.
反对派的人，哎，反对我的人被烧掉，很高兴。
So they were happy because the book is now being burned.
对不对
？Is that right?
对不对？如果你的仇敌跟人家打，你高兴吗
？If enemies are being beaten, aren't you happy?
你说多打两次。
More.
打他的头
Better be safe
打重一点好了
It's more heavily
是不是、啊、
Isn't it so
但是不是啊
No
很奇怪罗罗书的书被人烧掉以后
Whose book was burned
他的死对头
His enemy
写一封信给他
Wrote a letter to him
他说我非常难过
I feel very sad
你的书被烧掉
Your book is being burned
他又写一封信
He wrote another letter
给政府
To the government.
你不可烧掉这个人的书。
You cannot burn his book.
所以政府很奇怪，你的死对头为什么要替你讲话
？How is that your enemy fight for you? He said.
原来他写给 Rousseau 的信里面有一段这样的话。
You know, in the letter he wrote to Rousseau, there's such statement.
Rousseau 先生
，Mr. Rousseau.
虽然你的理论我不赞成
，Even though I don't agree with the theory.
但是作为人呢
，But as a man,
我尊重你
，I respect you.
你可以表达你的意见
，You can have your own opinion.
虽然你的意见跟我不一样
，Even though opinion is different from mine.
你表达你的意见
，But you express your opinion.
我表达我的意见
I have my opinion
我也接纳你跟我不同的地方
I want to accept the disagreement with you
正像你也可以接纳我跟你不同的地方
Just like you can accept my disagreement、with you
所以这一个态度、
So this is your attitude
就变成容忍精神的一个模范
Become the model of accommodating spirit
容忍精神
Accommodating spirit
The spirit of toleration
The spirit of toleration
那么这个以后呢
After this
英国的一个哲学家叫做 John Locke
John Locke a British this a philosopher
就写了一本哲学的书
And he wrote a philosophical book
题目叫做 On Toleration
On Toleration
容忍
Talking about toleration.
我们今天要学习一件事情。
Today one thing we got to learn.
就是有一些人跟我们看法不一样。
The people who disagree with us.
我们不要骂。
Don't scold them.
不要生气。
Don't get angry with them.
不必太快就排挤。
Don't be too fast to disagree with them.
或者被批判。
Or critic them.
特别是那些不大重要的事情。
Especially those things which are not so important.
我们要忍耐。
We must have patience.
我们的接纳。
Was accept.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为接纳人。
Because to accept others
是彼此相爱的基础。
It is the foundation of loving one another.
所以保罗在这里说
So Paul here says,
你们要彼此接纳。
You must accept one another.
那上一次就是礼拜一的时候
And when it was a Monday,
我们特别讲到关于一个很重要的课题
We especially talk about a very important topic.
就是人需要什么
What men need.
需要什么你忘记了、
You're forgotten.
需要苦难
We need suffering.
是吗
Isn't it so?
你还记得我讲两句话吗
You know, I say two statements.
从来没有受苦的人
Those who have not suffered before
是很可怕的
It's very horrifying.
从来没有受苦的人
Those who have not suffered before
以后可能变得很残忍
In the future, they become very cruel, maybe.
记得不记得
You still remember?
为什么人需要受苦
Why does man need to suffer?
你受过苦以后
After you have suffered
你就容易了解别人的困难
You more easily can understand others' suffering.
你容易容纳别人的状况
More easily you can affect other state
但是受苦的时候是很难当
So when I'm going through suffering it's not easy
我相信我从小受了很多苦
I believe that when I was young I have a lot of suffering
但我现在我感谢上帝
And now I give thanks to God
因为上帝使我受苦
Because God allowed me to suffer
那是锻炼我
To try
使我培养爱心
So that I can cultivate the love
有的人受苦以后呢
After people have suffered some
变成很坏的
Becomes a very bad man
有的人受苦以后
Some after they suffered
变成很好的
Become a very good man
那你呢
What are you?
你要做好人的坏人
You want to be good or bad man
我12岁的时候
When I was 12
看见我坐在我旁边的同学
I see my classmate sitting beside me
很乖的很好的
A very good person
是我的好朋友
My good friend
而且长得很好
And also look very handsome
很健康
I'm very healthy
我忽然看见他呢在偷别人家脚车的电灯
Suddenly I see that he steal the bulb of other's bicycle
我不敢相信我的眼睛
I could not believe my eyes
所以我跑去再看是不是他
So I want to make sure whether he or not
是他
Yes it was he
我不相信我这个最好的同学怎么会在后面去偷人家的
电灯 I could not believe that my best friend how could he steal
所以我就问他说
So I asked him
你为什么偷人家的电灯
Why is that you steal people's bulb
你怎么可以这么做呢
How can you do that
你是我的同学我对你讲
Yeah my friend that's what I tell you
你知道他怎么回答
You know how to answer
他说昨天我的车灯给人家偷掉
You see, yesterday because my bulb was stolen by others
我现在一定要偷人家不然我没有灯
So I must steal others
那我说偷的不是这个啊
I see, this is not the one who steal your bulb
他说不管了
Never mind
谁偷谁的偷来偷去
Whoever steal whose is okay
啊，从那一天开始
From that day onward
我很难再尊重他
I cannot respect him anymore
我告诉有人受苦以后呢
There are people after they suffer
变成更坏
They become worse
有人受苦以后
The people after suffer
变成更同情别人痛苦
They can be more sympathetic to others
所以受苦是一件事
So to suffer is one thing
受苦以后你学到什么教训是另外一件事
What lesson do you learn after you suffer is another thing
我的神学院的院长纪志文博士
My this principal of my seminary this Reverend Andrew G
他开了两间孤儿院
He founded two orphanage
造就了 几千几百个孤儿变成受成功教育来社会上有贡献的
So have a lot of these orphans become good people in the world, in the society
我问他说
I asked him
季牧师为什么你要开孤儿院
Reverend G, why you want to found this orphanage
他说
He said
我12岁的时候做了孤儿
Because when I was 12, I became an orphan
所以我看见别人做孤儿我就同情他
So when I see others are orphan, I sympathize with them
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
我们怎样才能做一个爱人的人呢
How can we be with someone that loves others
我们怎样做一个容纳别人的人
How can we be someone who tolerate others
我们怎样表现我们的爱心
How can we express our love
你接纳别人
To accept others
与你不同的人
Those are different with you
不同看法的人
And different view
那我们怎样达到这个地步呢
How can I achieve this state
你曾经受过苦
You have suffered before
所以我劝你们
So I exhort you
受苦的时候不要埋怨
When you suffer don't murmur against God
受苦的时候不要恨那些使你受苦
When you suffer do not curse those who make you suffer
受苦的人你对上帝说
The one who suffer you tell God
主啊给我力量经过这个苦难
God give me strength after the suffering
锻炼我的人格
To test and try my character
成为一个坚人的人
Become a one who stand firm
使我得胜以后
The one after victorious
我可以帮助
I can help others
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
第二次世界大战
at the time of Second World War
联军的统帅
and the leader of the Allied forces
General MacArthur
General MacArthur
叫做麦克亚瑟将军
MacArthur General MacArthur MacArthur
这个是当时全世界最勇敢的军人
He was the bravest at the time in the world
结果呢他第
So he falls
日本一定要投降
The Japanese must surrender
因为日本太野了
Because it's not so barbarous.
日本的军队在南京屠杀中国人三十多万。
Because in Nanjing they have killed more than 300,000 Chinese.
他们的军队占领了东南亚、马来西亚、加拉大、印尼所有的地方。
So they occupied the Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, and many other places.
所以第二次世界大战。
So at the time of Second World War.
结果用两粒原子弹炸在广岛跟长崎。
So two atomic bombs was dropped in these two places, Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
日本在投降。
And then they surrender.
你们知道这个事情吗？
You know this.
啊，最近去年两年前有一个影片叫做什么 Pearl Harbor。
Pearl Harbor. 珍珠港。That is Pearl Harbor.
因为后来日本去打美国，才引起美国生气，结果第二次大战才结束。
It is because this Japanese opened war with this USA, then USA was involved in the war, and then they were defeated.
麦克阿瑟将军
，This MacArthur
代表全世界的联军
，He represented all the Allied forces in the war.
日本的天皇
，To force this the Emperor of Japan
离开皇宫。
To leave the palace,
跑到一个船上
，and come to a ship,
一只战舰 ，warship, 去签字，显明他投降
，and to sign the book of surrender.
对日本来说
，to the Japanese,
天皇是最大的
，and the emperor is highest.
但是没有办法了
，but no way out now.
原子弹炸下去
，because atomic bomb dropped.
他们逼天皇上战舰
，so he was forced to that warship.
我日本。
I, Japan,
承认我们失败。
We agree that we have failed.
从今天开始
，and henceforth,
我向全世界宣布我们投降。
To the whole world, we declare that we surrender.
全世界欢呼，日本投降啦
！So the whole world rejoices because Japan surrendered.
最大的功劳是谁呀、啊、
？Now who had the greatest contribution?
就是这个将军
，the general,
MacArthur General,
MacArthur.
这个将军呢，在世界上出名。
He was famous then.
不是因为打仗
，not because of warfare.
除了打仗以外
，other than the warfare.
他还曾经写过一篇的文章。
He had written, wrote an article.
题目叫做什么
？The title is
A Prayer of a Father.
一个父亲的祷告。
一个父亲的祷告。
A Prayer of a Father.
当我十七岁的时候，我读到那篇文章。
When I was 17, I read that article.
我很受感。
I was so touched.
他怎么祷告
？How did he pray?
上帝啊
，God，
求你不要给我的孩子。一生一世顺利的道路。
Let not my children be plain sailing for a whole life.
My son. 上帝啊
，God，
求你给我的孩子很多的困难。
Let my son have many sufferings.
使他在大风浪中间
，so that in the big thunders and waves，
不但没有倒下去
，so that he won't fall，
还能奋斗起来
，but he could strive，
不但奋斗起来
，only to strive，
还可以拯救在风浪中间。快要跌倒
and can save those who are about to fall in the storms
我那个时候看到我说神经病哪里有父亲这样祷告
I read this how can such a father
多数父亲说上帝给我的孩子不痛不痒连蚊子都没有咬他
many of father will pray that let my son not go through suffering not even the mosquito sting
给我的孩子一生一世没有病没有痛苦没有贫穷没有缺乏
so that my son for whole life he never suffer in poverty and all things
但是麦克阿瑟怎么祷告
but MacArthur how did he pray
上帝我求你
God I pray to you
不要给我的孩子太顺利
Let not my son be too plain.
不要给我的孩子太舒服
and be too comfortable.
让他经历苦难
that will go through suffering.
经过大风暴雨
and big storms and thunders.
在大风浪中间
the big storms.
求主给他奋斗的力
that give you the strength of strife.
给他站立起来
that he can stand firm.
不但没有跌倒
not even wanna fall.
还可以帮助四周要跌倒的人
but he can help those who are falling.
如此。
So,
我这位做父亲的人
then as a father,
才可以说我的心满意
I can say my heart is satisfied
Amen.
Amen
奇怪啊
Strange.
有这样的祷告
Such a prayer
但是这一个麦克阿瑟的祷告
But MacArthur's prayer
不久以后
Later on
就印在全世界许多重要的书籍跟报刊的里面
It was printed and distributed in many newspapers
许多人引用它
Many people quoted
我一生引用这件事情至少有二十次
I at least quoted this 20 times
感谢上帝
Praise God
所以上帝给我们苦难
God give us suffering
乃是叫我们学习
So that we learn
怎样得胜
How do we victorious?
怎样奋斗
？How do we strive?
上帝许可我们失败
，God allow us to fail，
叫我们休息。
So you learn
怎么样坚持
？How do we persist?
怎么样向前
？How do we move forward?
用盼望向前。
It is we hope that we move forward.
那么你说盼望从哪里来
？Where comes hope? You say
盼望从忍耐跟安慰来的。
Come from endurance and also encouragement.
忍耐容易不容易
？Is it easy to endure?
忍耐很不容易。
Not easy.
忍字怎么写啊
？You know how to write this?
你大家手写一下看看。忍字什么写啊？上面什么？
In Chinese,
一把利刃，对不对呢？一把刀。下面什么？
And then there's heart.
可心，所以忍耐是什么呢？
What do you mean to be endure? 就是 endure.
一把刀刺在你的心上，哇，
不是你啊。A knife pierces through your heart.
你动一动就血喷出来。
Even when move the heart, the blood will come out.
这个叫做忍耐。
That's called endurance.
叫做忍耐。
To endurance.
还有安慰。
Encourage.
安慰哪里来的？
Where comes the encouragement?
忍耐哪里来的？
Where comes the endurance?
罗马书说。因圣经
，because of the scriptures，
你领受忍耐跟安慰
，you receive endurance and encouragement。
感谢上帝
，praise God。
忍耐安慰以后呢
，after endurance and encouragement，
各做盼望
，you would have hope。
好，你把这一段的意义第六节，你们这里所讲的
，so when you study the verse number six meaning，
跟以后第八节一直到第三节再比较的时候
，as compared to verse number eight，
我起先好像看没有什么关联。
Sometimes when I in the past when I read, there's no connection.
后来我发现了，盼望
discovered,
盼望盼望就继续不断出现出来了。
It will continue to appear now.
后来呢，变成仰望
becomes the looking up.
那么盼望跟仰望
，so to hope and to look up,
什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that?
盼望还不知道
，because when you hope, you do not know.
对象真正的那个具体的所在在哪？
Where is the concrete existence of that object of hope?
所以我们有盼望啦。
So we have hope.
好了，我盼望啦。
So we hope.
但是仰望
，but to look up
不一样的
，it's different.
我就注意到这个目标，然后我对他盼望，那个叫做仰望。
I stare into that goal and I look up to him. I have hope.
所以仰望是已经有了。固定的目标。
So when you look up, it is because you have a firm object.
这段圣经你自己读很难明白。
So when you read this passage, it's difficult to understand.
这段圣经提到要彼此接纳。
So when you talk about accepting one another,
提到要彼此相爱。
Talk about love one another.
提到受苦难是有益处的。
That way, it's good for you to suffer.
因为我们从圣经得到安慰。
Because from the Bible, we have the comfort.
从圣经得到忍耐。
From the Bible, we have the encouragement.
忍耐加上安慰就得到盼望。
And endurance plus the encouragement becomes hope.
这个后来变成转到效法耶稣基督的事情。
Because later you turn to imitate Christ.
你还记得上个礼拜我对你说
？Remember last week I said.
有是受苦。
Joseph suffered.
还有但以理受苦。
Daniel suffered.
有没有啊？啊？还有没有？又不受苦。
Job suffered.
圣经里面还有大卫受苦。
David also suffered.
但是最大受苦的是谁呀
？The one who suffered the most is.
啊？耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
啊。你们最近知道有一篇 Mel Gibson 的 The 什么 The Passion of the Christ 对不对呢
The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson
看得其实已经看得其实
Those have watched it、
啊、都是看那盗版的、啊、
Pirate copy of course
你们都不是看那真版的
Pirate copy
都是看盗版的
You watch pirate copy
你看那一篇的时候
So when you watch that copy、
无论它的动机如何
No matter what is the motive behind
那是历史上最残忍的描写耶稣怎样受苦的一个
，In a most cruel way, it describes
从来没有那样残忍
，Have never been so cruel before。
在艺术界里面
，In the art，
只有一个德国人叫做这个 Matthews the Grunewald。
Only this person in Germany，
用德文讲 Matthias the Grunewald。
Matthias the Grunewald，
他描写耶稣被钉的时候
，When he described Christ was being crucified，
肉一片一片给他勾出来。
Piece by piece, the flesh was being hooked out.
原来为什么呢
？Why？
原来罗马人鞭打要被钉十字架的人呢
？Because the Roman soldier when they whip those who were to be crucified，
跟英国人不一样。
The compared to Britain is different.
马来西亚
，in Malaysia，
新加坡
，Singapore，
都是英国从前的殖民地，对不对
？We were formerly the colony of the British.
所以鞭的时候
，so when they whip，
哇，人家怕的，这个是最羞辱的。
People are frightened.
那鞭的时候呢
？When they whip，
那个鞭的人不可以乱鞭一场。
They cannot simply whip in the way they like.
鞭的人鞭错了，自己要被鞭的。
Because if they whip wrongly, they will whip.
所以鞭的时候有两个条件。
There are two conditions to whip.
第一
，the first，
要中他的背。
And coming to the back,
就是在背这个部分
at the back there,
从颈项下来
from the neck,
一直到屁股
down to the bottom,
你编的地方就在这里
and only confined to this place,
第二
the second,
编的时候呢
when you whip,
一定要出血
They must have, have a blush.
跟你说，这个我是好朋友，就便就随便乱打的，不可以的。
My good friend, I was looking like.
啪！那时候。
No wedding whip.
一定要见到血才叫做编成。
You must see the blood.
那么呢，英国人的法律啊。
For the British law.
编一次，编两次，编五次，编八次，就看你的罪多重了。
Whether you hit once or ten times, according to how serious your sin is.
但是罗马帝国的法律不是这样。
But for the law of the Romans, different.
如果被编的时候。
The ones we whip.
一定是四十次。
Must be 40 times.
40 次
40 times.
如果再一次就变成80次
If one more is 80 times.
但是有一个法律
But then there's a law.
你编40次的时候
At a time when you whip 40 times.
你要算准
You must count accurately.
你只能刚刚好40次
Just 40 times.
如果你多一次那你就是很犯法很有仇恨残忍的人你自己要受罚
If you whip one more than 40 then you are cruel and also you will be punished
所以多数被鞭的人呢
So most of people who are being whipped
看鞭的人的时候他是痛得不得了
So they see the people who are whipped is so suffering
那么鞭的人算一二三被鞭的人也算你知道吗
So the one who whip also will count the one being whipped also count
因为你多一次的话他可以反告你
So if you were to add one, they can persecute you.
所以呢，保罗曾经受鞭的时候
，So when Paul was being whipped,
他说两次被鞭
，Twice was whipped.
每一次受鞭四十次
，Every time 40 times.
减去一次
，Minus one.
你读过这个圣经吗
？Read that.
四十次减去一次
，40 minus one.
为什么减去一次
？Why 40 minus one?
因为鞭的人怕鞭多一次就犯罪。
So the one who whipped is afraid that he had added one more to the 40.
算算算算到39他就停了。
So when he counted to 39 he stopped.
免得他自己犯法。
Lest that he will commit this wrong.
那么英国人的鞭跟有这个罗马人的鞭不同在哪里
？So the British and the Roman whipping are different. What's the difference?
罗马人的鞭呢
？And the whip coming from the Roman.
用很多的铁钩放在鞭的四周围。
There are many of this iron hook.
所以这个皮鞭两边到顶端都是。铁钩
So with this leather whip at the two sides of their hook
所以当他鞭下去的时候
So when he whip
拉起来的时候
And put it up
整块肉就给他拉出来
So the whole flesh was torn
这样的一次鞭呢就几十个肉的洞给他拉出来
So in one single whip there are more this of flesh will pull out
所以呢当你看见 Ribera 你看见这个 Goya 看见许多耶稣钉十字架的这个图画的时候
so,
都没有看到这一点
So when you see the picture drawn by this artist of the Jesus being crucified
只有德国的图画家 Matthias de Grunewald 他真正把这一幕把它打出来
So on this Matthias from this Germany he draw this
这几个礼拜所演的 Mel Gibson that the Passion of the Christ 是真正明白耶稣受鞭多么残忍受多么痛苦的一个影片
So in this film only the Passion of the Christ truly understand what is the suffering of whipping
所以没有一个人曾经受苦超过耶稣
So no single one has suffered more than Jesus Christ
当主耶稣在世界上的时候
When Jesus was living on earth
他比人受更多的痛苦
He suffered more than anybody
更多的误会
And more he was misunderstood
更多的弃绝
More that he was rejected
更多的重担
More that he had a burden to carry
更多的牺牲
More that he had a sacrifice
更多的侮辱
More that he was mocked
最后被钉在十字架
Finally he was nailed on the cross
为什么呢
Why
因为上帝爱世
Because God so loved the world
甚至将他独生子赐给他
That he gave his only begotten son to us
叫一些信他的人不至灭亡反得永生
That he who believes in us should not perish but he is in alive
那么基督的苦难
The suffering of Christ
跟这一段的圣经有什么关系
This passage what's the relationship
因为这里说你们要彼此接纳
He said that you might accept one another
如同基督接纳你们。
That Christ accepting you。
前面说你们的彼此同行。
And in the beginning you say that you will walk one another.
效法耶稣基督。
To imitate Christ Jesus。
那这个的这句话讲完了，接下去就提到对耶稣产生的盼望。
And after that he said that we must have hope in Jesus Christ。
这样就迎合了。我们在希伯来书第十二章第二节所讲的话
And then in this Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says
你们在这条跟随主耶稣的道路中
In this path of following Christ
你要仰望 为你们信心创始成终的意思。
We must look up to the beginner, the founder, and the finisher of faith.
我们要仰望主。
We must look up to Christ.
因为他为我们创始我们的信心。
Because he this the founder of faith.
他以后要成就我们一生一世对他的信心。
And he will be finisher of our faith in him.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以你效法耶稣基督。
So when you imitate Christ,
你跟随他。
And follow him.
你仰望他。
You look up to him.
那为什么耶稣愿意这么做呢？
Why is Christ willing to do that?
请你注意下面的话语。
Pay attention to this.
耶稣要接纳所有不同的人。
Jesus wants to accept those who disagree with him.
谁呀、
啊？ Who?
外邦人。
The Gentiles.
如果没有这个伟大的爱
，If without this great love,
那么我们这些外邦人就不能信主了。
Then we the Gentiles cannot believe in him.
我们许多时候在宗教里看见一种狭窄的主义。
Many times in this this religion we see the narrowism.
我教会的人是我教会，那个不是我教会，我不管他。
And this is my own congregation member. I don't care about those who are not.
这是我堂会的，他不是，我不管他。
They belong to my church. Others I don't care.
基督徒只顾基督徒，不顾非基督徒。
So Christian care only for Christian, not non Christian.
所以犹太人就犯了这个罪。
The Jews have sinned in this aspect.
他们看不起外邦人。
They despise the Gentiles.
他们排挤外邦人。
They also despise the reject the Gentiles.
犹太人说，我们有上帝赐下的律法，所以我们是人。那些没有律法的人是狗。
The Jews who say that we have the law of God and that's all your humankind. For those who do not have, they are dogs.
犹太人这样傲慢。
The Jews are so arrogant.
没有爱心。
Without love.
排挤别人。
And reject others.
那耶稣到世界上来的时候。
When Jesus coming to the world.
他乃是要把这一个民族的狭窄的藩篱打破。
To this narrow gap of the Jews, they want to break it down.
使外邦人一同可以仰望他。
So the Gentiles can together look up to him.
所以你谈到爱心的时候。
So when talk about love.
你谈到接纳别人的时候。
When talk about accepting others.
你谈到受苦的时候。
When talk about suffering.
你谈到效法的时候。
When talk about this imitating.
你谈到仰望的时候。
When talk about looking up.
这五件事。
All these five things.
都跟耶稣基督有关。
Related to Christ.
因为如果你不认识耶稣
Because if you do not know Christ
你不可能有伟大的爱心
You could not have this great love
如果你不效法耶稣
If you do not imitate Christ
你不可能有自私的突破
You cannot have this breaking down
如果你不思想耶稣
You cannot ponder about Christ
你不可能跟随他的道路走
You would not follow his path
如果你不明白耶稣为什么受苦
If you don't understand why Christ suffered
你没有办法爱那些外邦人
You cannot love the Gentiles
所以耶稣这个爱就临到外邦
人Jesus love coming to the Gentiles.
这就变成恩典
They become grace.
这就变成怜悯
They become compassion.
恩典什么意思呢
What is my grace?
恩典什么意思呢
What is my grace?
不配得到的
Not deserving.
不配得到的
Undeserving.
这个呢英文叫 grace.
God grace.
拉丁文叫做 gratia.
Gratia in Latin.
Gratia.
Gratia.
印尼文叫什么
In Indonesian.
Gratis.
Gratis.
我不知道马来文是什么你们有没有 gratis? 啊免费的
Something free
免费的
Free、啊、
英文还有一个是 granted
有没有 granted
granted 有没有啊白白给你
give it freely
恩典是什么
what is my grace
是白白给我的
freely giving to us
我不应该得到的
I did not deserving
不配得到的
I'm not worthy of it
他给我
he gives to me
怜悯是什么呢
what is my compassion
怜悯是上对下的施恩
And the one from above having this grace to the one below.
这两件事
These two things.
就在耶稣基督里面。
Upon Jesus Christ.
所以现在我们来看。
Here we read.
第七节。
Number seven.
所以你们要彼此什么？接纳。如同基督接纳你们一样。使荣耀归于上帝。第七节一同读。一、二、三。所以你要彼此接纳。如同基督接纳你们一样使荣耀归于上帝第八节一二三我说基督是为上帝真理做了受割礼人的执事要证实所应许列祖的话好受割礼的人是哪种人呢、啊、
Who are the one who received the circumcision verse 7 and 8、
啊、Who had been circumcised
谁受割礼呢
谁犹太人
The Jews
所以不是外邦人对不对
So not the Gentiles
犹太人哦
The Jews
所以这节说什么呢
Here it says
耶稣为真理的缘故
For the sake of truth
他做了服侍犹太人的执事
He has become a servant of the Jews
要证实所应许列祖的话
To confirm the promise that made to the patriarchs
在第九节说什么
Verse 9 says
一同来读一二三并叫外邦人 因他的怜悯荣耀上帝。所以这个怜悯什么意思呢？
So what a mercy，
上帝的恩典也照样给了外邦人。
Which means God's grace also is given to the Gentiles。
现在请你注意，
pay attention，
在旧约里面从什么时候开始上帝的爱是给全世界，不是单单给犹太人。
In the Old Testament where did it begin that God's love is given to the whole world not only the Jews？
哇，大家这么静啊！
We're so silent.
我问你啊，
I'm asking you，
在旧约里面什么时候开始，上帝启示他的恩典是要给外邦人，不是单单给犹太人
？That in the Old Testament, God has revealed that His grace given not only to the Jews but to all the world.、
最清楚的第一个应许
，The most clear promise is，
就是上帝对亚伯拉罕讲的话。
God told Abraham，
万族。要因你的后裔得福，有没有啊？
All nations through your descendant will be blessed.
All nations will be blessed.
All nations will be blessed
through your descendant.
借着你的后裔，万族要得福。
这里的后裔不是多数的。
Here it is not a plural in the
descendant. 什么意思呢？
One
一个。
One
哪一个啊？
Who
哪一个啊？耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
所以感谢上帝。
So praise God.
亚伯兰生以撒生雅各，雅各生。这个犹便西面犹大利未但亚瑟家的以撒加西布伦拿弗他利又是本雅明双个字牌，有一次生生下去千千万万人，到最后呢耶稣基督降生下来。
So that pedigree that come from Abraham to thousands of people and later on Christ Jesus was born，
因为一个耶稣基督，
because of one single Christ，
为世人死在十字架上，
He died for the sake of whole world in the cross，
万国万族万民万邦的人都因为他的宝血归向上帝。
So all nations and people from all corners because of him will return to God，
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
这样呢从亚伯拉罕领受应许开始，
So then from the beginning when Abraham received the promise，
旧约已经告诉我们外邦人会得救。
The whole testament already told that the Gentile will be saved。
那么到新约的时候呢，
So when it comes to the New Testament，
耶稣基督说你们到普天下去传福音。
Jesus said go into the whole world and make disciples，
使全世界的人各民族的人万民都做我的门徒。
So that people of all nations become my disciples，
这样的外邦人可以不可以信主啊？
So Gentiles can they believe in Jesus？
可以不可以得救啊？
Can they be saved？
可以不可以啊？
Can they？
就是这样啊。
Yes, that's so。
所以我们今天的本来不是上帝的儿女。
So we actually are not the children of God。
我们本来不是基督徒。
We are not Christian actually。
我们是外邦人。
We are the Gentiles。
但是上帝借着基督使外邦人可以把荣耀归给上帝。
By God through Jesus Christ, so that the Gentile can glorify Him.
是因为他的怜悯。
That is because mercy.
那么耶稣生下来的时候
，So after Jesus Christ was born,
生在哪里呢
？Where was He born?
生在犹太。
In the Judah.
生在律法的下面。
Under the law.
所以他是做了受割礼的人的执事。
So he became the servant of the circumcised.
但是耶稣死而复活以后
，So when he died and resurrected,
他流着宝血去为万族、万国、万邦、万民的人。使他们归向上帝。
So his blood is shed for all the nation, all the people, so that they can return to God.
大使命的时候
，So in the Great Commission,
耶稣对他的门徒说
，Jesus told the disciples,
你们到普天下去
，Go into the whole world,
传福音给万民
，And to preach the whole world.
那请问呢，基督徒怎么会变成基督徒呢
？How can Christian become Christian?
你说我不是基督徒啊
？You say I was not Christian.
我是华人呐、
啊、，I'm a Chinese.
我是拜神的
，I'm the one who worship God.
我是拜孔子的
，I worship Confucius.
我告诉你，我们本来都是外。
We are all Gentiles.
但因为上帝的爱和怜悯
，because of God's love and mercy，
有人把福音传给我们
，that people who preach at the gospel，
那我们就变成领受上帝。
So the kind of one who accept God's love，
这是很奇妙的。
That's something strange.
你怎么会变成基督徒
？How can you turn to be Christian？
你的父母怎么会听到的
？How did your parents have heard the gospel？
你本来不是信主，怎么会变成信主
？You are non-believer now turn to be a believer.
因为基督的恩典是要临到万国万族的人。
Because the grace of God is coming to all nations, all people.
所以这样临到了我们。
And because of that, come to us.
我的家。祖宗下来从来没有信耶稣的。
For my family, for my ancestors, there's no one who has become a Christian.
我生下来的时候
，When I was born,
全家都还没有信耶稣。
My whole family was not Christian yet.
我的父亲
，My father,
烧香 是拜祖宗的。
There's one who burned also ancestor worshipper.
所以呢，我们从来不知道什么叫做信徒。
We have never learned what means a Christian.
奇怪啊。
Strange.
后来从这个家里面
，But from this family,
上帝拣选了五个人做牧师。
God has chosen five to be pastors.
除了我以外
，Other than myself,
我还有四个兄弟做牧师。
I see four brothers who are pastors.
那么这个本来不信耶稣的家
，This family who were non-believers,
后来变成传福音到全世界各地方去领人归主的。
But become a family that preaches the gospel to the whole world and bring people to Christ.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有一个老人家
，Because there's an old man.
他到我的家去传。
And came to my home to preach the gospel.
这个老人家不是牧师。
And this old person is not a pastor.
不是男的。
Not a man.
是一个老女人。
But an old woman.
五六十岁的。
56.
他每次到我的家的时候。
Every time when she comes to my home.
请你们来信耶稣。
Come to believe Jesus.
上帝爱你。
God loves you.
我的妈妈说，是。
My mother said, okay.
试了以后呢，你是你的，我是我的，走了就走了。
对，your is your, mine is mine.
请你来信好不好？好。
Come to believe. Okay.
好什么呢？
Okay,
你好，你的，我好，我的。
You're okay with yours, I'm okay with mine.
请你去做礼拜，一定
go to the church. Surely, 一定什么 surely.
一定不去。
Surely won't come.
就做人要有礼貌嘛。
So、you must be mannered.
所以人家来劝你
when people exhort you,
你就对他好意一点。
You're good to them.
这样的，我妈妈就忍耐，她再来。
So my mother endure and she
好吧，好。
Okay.
一定不会。
Sure. Surely I won't come.
结果呢，忍不住了。
So she cannot bear anymore.
我妈妈对她说什么？
My mother said,
哎，请你不必再来。
Don't come again.
我老实告诉你。
出来交流。
你有你的宗教，我有的宗教。
You have your religion, I have mine.
你拜你的，我拜我的。
You worship your, I worship mine.
你不必再来管我了。
Don't ever come to me.
我是不会信耶稣。
I won't believe in Jesus.
所以把那个人赶走了。
So the chase that man.
那个人怎么样呢
？That person, that woman.
赶走以后呢
？After they chase away.
他就很谦卑的，好，我继续为你祷告，就走了。
She humbled and said, I'll pray for you.
走了以后呢
？After that.
我的妈妈很快乐，没有人再来搅扰我了。
My mother was so happy, no one troubled me anymore.
从今天开始，我很自由了。
From today onward, I'm free.
过不久以后呢
？But sometime later.
我一个哥哥病了。
I have a brother who was so sick.
病发高热，四十多度。
Had a fever 40 plus degrees.
到38天没有。
38 days without healed.
不能医治。
Could not be healed.
那我们的家不是小家庭耶。
You know, my family is not small family.
我的祖父是很著名的医生。
My grandfather is a very famous doctor.
我们自己还有一家药房。
We also have a pharmacy.
我小的时候常常到药房里面去拿甘草来吃。
So when I was young, I go to that Chinese pharmacy to pick up the 甘草。
中国药全部不好吃，就是甘草很甜的，很好吃。
You know, in Chinese medicine, everything is no good, only 甘草。
回家从学校到那个药店就拿甘草来吃，因为我祖父的嘛。
So when I came back, I will pick up this 甘草 and eat.
那么呢，我的父亲呢，从来不信主。
My father is not a Christian.
但是呢。他又是一个有名的人
he is a famous person.
解释的专家
And he wrote very well in
poem. 被称为是经济博士
And he is a financial, to be the economist.
在南洋两个最有钱的人公司里面做总经理
In Southeast Asia, he was among the two who became a manager of a big company.
所以那个人来劝我爸爸妈妈信耶稣
So that person came to exhort my parents to be Christians.
我妈妈把他赶走了
So my mother chased away.
现在孩子病了
Now the son is sick.
病得要死了。
About to die.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
我们自己配药。
So we have our own medicine.
医不好。
Couldn't heal. Cure.
打针。
And also have an injection.
打不好。
Couldn't cure.
什么药都不好。
No matter what medicine, it won't help.
我哥哥一定会死了。
So my brother surely will die.
我的妈妈怎么办
？What did my mother do?
就把我的哥哥小小的把他抱去庙里面去。
So my small brother she carried to the temple.
求神拜佛。
And pray to the Buddha.
盼望他会好。
Hope that he will be healed.
后来庙里面的告示是什么呢
？So later on, what is the instruction?
你要摆48个桌子。
You must have throw a feast of 48 tables.
来敬神，你的孩子才会好。
So you must worship that to God, and then your son will be cured.
那我请问，有谁家里有48个桌子的
？Who has 48 tables in the home?
请举手看看有没有。
Let's raise your hand.
连你呢？哥哥姐姐结婚摆的都没有48个桌子。
Even when your brother or sister get married, they may not have 48 tables.
这个小小的孩子，那个时候我大概不到一岁吧，我的哥哥大概三岁。
So my this brother was about 3 years old.
要摆48个桌子。
But to throw 48 tables.
我们的家很大的。
You know my family is a big one.
我的家三层楼的。
And three stories.
十多个房间的。
And a
还有很大的庭院。
As a big
后面还有空地。
So a big piece of land.
我小的时候住在那个家里。
So when I was young, I stayed there.
所以呢，没有办法。
有
这么大的房子也没有48个桌子。
Even such a big courtyard, we cannot have 48 tables.
我想，我这个哥哥一定死了。
My brother was really dying.
我的妈妈愁眉苦脸。
So my mother so sad.
苦得半死的。
我 so sad.
那个老人家再来了。
And that old lady came again.
请你来信耶稣。
Come and believe in Jesus.
我为你们祷告。
I'll pray for you.
你有什么需要我为你祷告
？Is there anything I can pray for you?
我妈妈想神经病，人家赶你走了还要再
来。My mother said I will chase you. I'll come back again.
刚好现在孩子病得半死了。
But now the son is so ill.
爸爸，好了好了，请你祷告。
Okay, why don't you pray?
所以呢，我这个呢，老人家就祷告。
So this old woman prayed.
她祷告的时候。啊、我们闭眼睛祷告
We close our eyes and pray.
我妈妈就闭眼睛了
So my mother closed her eyes
她一祷告长得不得了了
So she prayed so long
所以我的妈妈就开眼睛看还在祷告她再关起来
So my mother opened her eyes and she's praying
第二次再开还在开
Open, open
她再在闭眼第三次人家开了完了她不知道一直闭着
The third time she already finished the prayer she doesn't know she closed her eyes
第一次人家为我的家祷告的印象
So that was the impression of first time people pray for my family
又怎么样呢
What happened
祷告完了以后
After prayer
那个人就走了
And that woman left
走的时候我妈妈就两个思想
And two thoughts come to my mind 第一个 My mother's mind The first
基督徒为什么这样哦
How come Christian behave like that?
人家不要信，一直来。
People don't want to believe. They come back.
我已经告诉他没有时间，他还来。
I've told him no time. She's still come back.
莫名其妙。
Cannot understand.
被人家赶走了还再来。
People chase her away. She's still come back.
第二个思想。
The second thought.
他里面有这种耐心，这种爱心，一定神是存在的。
She they have this kind of patience. God must be there.
所以他一直想。
So she thought and thought.
为什么基督徒是这样的
？Why Christian like that?
被人家赶走了还要再来，奇怪。
People chase them. Still they come back.
想。
And later on,
下午
in the afternoon,
孩子病好了。
The son was ill,
热退了。
And the fever
wow, 我的妈妈高兴得不得了。
My mother was so happy.
上帝感动她。
God touched her heart.
给她知道神听了祷告。
You know that God listened to her prayer.
不一定每一次病祷告都会好。
Not necessarily every time when you God you pray God listen.
如果每一个基督徒每一次病都好，基督徒就永远不会死，对不对
？If Christian every time when they get ill they pray God listen they will never die.
所以灵恩派的牧师说，你祷告一定好，这是有错误在里面。
So when a charismatic pastor said every time when you get prayer you are healed that's not right.
但是当上帝开恩的时候
，So when God had mercy，
这样重的病好了吗
？Such illness now healed。
我就要他再来了。
Later she come back again。
你的孩子怎么样了
？What happened to your son now？
就是他了。
Oh, the she。
孩子跳来跳去。
The she now she's so lively。
已经跑来跑去了。
Running around。
那么他好了。
Oh, he's healed。
他什么时候好的
？When？
就是你祷告那天下午他好。
The time when you prayed afternoon。
那么我再为你祷告好吗
？I will pray for you。
我带你去做礼拜好吗
？I'll bring you to the church。
我的妈妈就答应了。
My mother promised。
答应去听到的。
Promise to go。
但我爸爸不要去。
My father wanna go。
那个时候我还不到两三岁。
So I was not two or three。
那么以后呢？这个呢，哥哥们就去做礼拜。
So the elder brother went。
我大概一岁多，快有两岁的时候。
So I was about two。
等他唱做礼拜完了，就来唱诗。
After they finish the meeting, they come and sing.
我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
And they sing this song.
我的爸爸从来不懂音乐的。
My father never know music.
他连哆来咪都以为是一二三的。
He doesn't even know 哆来咪。
你如果知道我的家庭哦。
If you know my family.
那你知道我会作曲，我会指挥交响乐，你根本不相信。上帝的恩典大到这个地步，可以改变一个家。
And know that I can compose, I can give such a big grace of God to this family.
这是绝对根本不可能的事。
Absolutely, this is not possible.
所以呢，我的妈妈，我爸爸说，来，小孩子唱什么叫快乐
？So the father said, "Come, come, come! What are you singing? So happy!" 啊，
问他，你唱什么
？What are you singing?
耶稣爱我，我知道。
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know.
你知道为什么你知道
？How do you know?
因圣经告诉我。
You got the Bible? Tell me.
我的妈爸爸没有办法
，So my father cannot help，
他就跟我的妈妈去做礼拜。
So went with my mother to the church，
做礼拜，
起
先听不懂
，And in the beginning he understand，
诗歌很好听
，But good him，
基督徒的笑容很可爱啊
，And the smiling face there，
他们都很真诚啊
，They're very true，
所以他就慢慢去
，So slowly he went，
一年以后
，After one year，
我的爸爸信主以后一年就离开世界
，My father after he become a Christian one year later he left，
上帝的爱。
God's love，
耶稣的救恩
，Jesus salvation，
就临到我这个外邦人
，came to us as a Gentile，
我们是外邦人
，we are Gentile，
我们祖宗从来没有信主
，our ancestors never believed in Jesus，
没有的
，not a single one，
外邦人
，Gentile，
上帝的爱就这样临到外邦人
，but God's love now come to the Gentile，
奇怪哦，为什么会临到这个家呢
？Why coming to this family？
为什么叫那个老人家到我们这里
？Why that old person come to us？
原来这些都是上帝自己在人心中运行。
All these are the working of God in our hearts。
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you，
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
上帝不但要你得救
，Not only God want you to be saved。
上帝不但要我得救
，Not only I to be saved。
上帝要我们可以拯救别人
God wants us to save others.
传福音给
To preach the gospel to others.
这样外邦人就可以归主。
So that then they can come back to Christ.
我从来没有想到的。
I've never understood.
我十七岁的时候。
When I was 17.
上帝感动我。
God touched my heart.
使我奉献做传
道。I did give myself to be a preacher.
今年我64岁。
Now I'm 64.
我注意看过去的历史。
When I pay attention to what is happening in the past.
47年里面
This 47 years,
我已经对差不多2000万人次传福音
I have already preached more than 20 million people
20 million people 怎么可能
How is it possible?
我不知道
I don't know
我这个礼拜、啊、
So for this week
每天 站讲台几个钟头我自己算了都害怕
When I count how many hours I stood on the pulpit I was afraid
昨天早上
Yesterday morning,
9:00 to 12:30,
from 9 to 12:30,
昨天下午
and in the evening,
6:30 to 晚上
6:30 to 10,
就这样站着站着，一直讲一直讲。
I was standing there and preaching, preaching.
上帝就差遣人听福音。
And God sent people to listen and listen.
从前做不到的事情。
In the past, something you cannot do.
前几天在吉隆坡。
But in Kuala Lumpur,
以后就飞到高雄。
And later I flew to 高雄。
今天再飞回来。
Now coming back to Kuala
Lumpur. 明天到新加坡。
Tomorrow to.
明天下午在加卡塔。
And Jakarta.
明天下午跟后天下午。
And tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow afternoon.
两个晚上。
Two nights.
可能超过10,000人要听我讲。
Maybe more than 10,000 people will listen to me.
以后呢，下个拜一又跑到这里。
And next Monday I come back here.
就这一整年这样一直过去。
So in the whole year,
那么很多不信主的人。
A lot of non-Christians.
后来都信主。人家说唐牧师你是几十代的基督徒我说没有的
So how many generations of Christians you are
我本来也是外邦人
I was a Gentile
我先问你们
I want to ask you
哪一个人生的时候不是基督徒的
When you are born into a non-Christian family
请举手我看看你生的时候不是基督徒
You are born into a non-Christian family
那怎么现在你变成基督徒呢
How come you have become Christian now?
因为恩典临到外邦
Because the grace comes to the Gentiles
所以呢如果耶稣基督接纳我们
If Jesus accept us
甚至为我们死
And die for our sake
我们就要接纳别人
We must accept others
这个效法叫做效法耶稣基督
That is to say we imitate Christ
所以这样呢我们看见了里面的经节一句接连一句
So then we see that one word is related to another.
我们就仰望耶稣基督。
Then we looked up to Jesus.
耶稣曾经做了受割礼的人的执事。
Jesus had become also the servant of the Jews.
他也用他的怜悯把这救恩领到外邦。
With his mercy, he gave it to the Gentiles.
那么外邦人也可以把荣耀归给上帝。
The Gentiles also can give glory to God.
犹太人感谢上帝。
So that the Jews can praise God.
外邦人也感谢上帝。
The Gentiles also can give thanks to God.
那么这样福音就一直传，一直传，一直传。
Then the gospel is spread and spread.
因为我们许多的人在还没听福音以前
，Because many of before we listen the gospel，
他们有我们有错误的上帝的观念。
We have the wrong God concept.
我们有错误的上帝的崇拜。
We have the wrong worship of God.
我们把假神当作真神。
The false God.
把被造的当作创造
created the man become the creator
把人当作是神
we deem man as God
当福音传到我们这里的时候
so when the gospel comes to us
我们是仰望主
then we then look up to Jesus
我们认识主
we know of Jesus
我们外邦人蒙怜悯
we are Gentile has mercy
我们才能荣耀上帝
then we can glorify God
感谢上帝
praise God
现在我们讲这一点讲完了以后呢
now after this point
那么你就要从第九节到十三节看到一连贯外邦人外邦人外邦人的事
From verses 9 to 13, you see Gentiles, Gentiles, and Gentiles.
我们大家再读第九节。
Verse 9, we read.
二三，定叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀上帝，如经上所记。
因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。
又说，你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。又说，外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊。你们都当颂赞他又有以赛亚说将来有耶西的根就是那兴起来要治理外邦的外邦人要仰望他但愿使人有盼望的上帝因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望盼望盼望盼望
so to have hope and hope and hope
外邦人盼望上帝
the Gentiles are hoping to God
在继续不断讲外邦人赞美主荣耀主感谢上帝
so he continues to say that Gentiles will praise and hope and give thanks to God
最后一句话说什么
and the last statement says
愿死人有盼望的上帝
and also the one who calls the dead man has hope
上帝在这里是怎样的上帝呢
what kind of God is
死人
cause man
有盼望的
has hope
你还记得前四天我对你讲一句话
You know, the, four days ago I told you.
人自杀真正的原因为什么？
What's the true reason for men to commit suicide?、
因为没有钱吗？
Is it no money?
张国荣有没有钱啊？
This,
Chang, 他留下几亿啊。
A few, this, tens of million.
这么多钱还要自杀吗？
So much money, yet he committed suicide.
林黛、洛蒂、玛丽莲·蒙露，这些最漂亮的明星自杀，他们有名、有地位、有爱情。有钱有没有啊
？All these famous film stars, their money, their position, their love.
人自杀为什么呢
？Why is that make a man suicide?
因为没有盼望。
No hope.
我们年轻的时候
，When we are young,
我们很勇往向前。
We like to move forward.
但是我们越来年事越大的时候
，But when we get older,
这里碰壁，那里遇到困难。
So we confront a lot of difficulties.
人生的经验多了
，So we have more experiences in life。
像我们知道做人不简单
，We know it's not easy to be a man。
那么你做好人做了半死
，So you are a good man。
还没有出路的时候
，When you have no more hope。
结果你就两种想法
，So two ways of thinking。
做人这么苦做什么
？So what for to be a man？
算了
，Never mind。
怎么算
？Let it go。
算了
，Let it go。You commit suicide。
这第一种
，The first kind。
第二种是什么
？The second kind。
做人这么苦
，So difficult to be a man。
算了，就算别人了。
So that's it。You go。
今天我坐一个 taxi。
When I was riding a taxi，
那个司机啊
，That taxi driver，
从小坏蛋
，So he was naughty from young，
从小打架
，And also fight，
去打他的老师
，When he fought against the teacher，
给他老师开除出来
，And he was expelled。
我就先跟听他的故事
，So I listened to his story。
听完了我才劝他信耶稣。
After that I want him to be a Christian。
他说可以考虑，可以考虑。
So I can think about that。
我信自己不信耶稣。
So I believe in myself, not Jesus。
我说我才不相信你信自己。
So I don't believe that you believe in yourself。
一门开门，为什么你不相信我信自己
？Why don't you believe that I believe in myself？
我说你病的时候去找医生没有
？So when you are ill, do you go to see doctor？
他说有啊。
Oh yeah。
所以呢，病的时候你就信医生，哪里信自己
？So when you are ill, you believe in the doctor。
我才不相信你信自己。
I don't believe。
啊，是。
Oh yes, yes。
但是我还是信自己。
I still believe myself。
那么如果你困难怎么样呢
？So when it's difficult, what do you do？
困难的时候向银行借钱喽。
So I borrow money from the bank。
借了不能还怎么样
？So when you cannot pay back？
银行借钱当然不要还的。
Of course, you don't pay back when you borrow.
我说怎么可以这样呢
？How can you do that?
他说就是这样的。
That's the way.
因为银行是政府的嘛。
Your bank is
government. 如果向人借要还，可怜别人，银行不必可怜，他很多钱。
So when you borrow money from others, you want to pay back from another bank.
我说你呀，从小到老就是坏蛋。
So you're a naughty person.
你现在59岁了。
Now you're 59.
你还是坏蛋。
You're still a naughty person.
我敢说你坏蛋，因为我64岁嘛。
I then said you're naughty because 64 now.
你从小到来都是坏蛋。
From your young until now you're naughty.
我告诉你，你需要信耶稣基督。
I tell you you must believe in Jesus.
所以当一个人没有盼望的时候
，So and a person has no hope.
两种想法。
Two ways.
第一
，The first.
做人既然没有盼望
，Since there's no hope in man,
就完了。
That's it.
第二
，The second.
就去害别人。
And will cause harm to others.
你要谨慎。
You must be careful.
人生有没有苦难呢
？Is there suffering in life?
有。
Yes.
苦难的时候要怎么样
？When you suffer, what do you do?
记得这一节。
Remember this verse.
使人有盼望的上帝。
God who let you have hope.
大家说，使人有盼望的上帝。我的妈妈33岁，我的爸爸死了。
When my mother was 33, my father died.
她哭得半死。
She really suffered.
有时候走路走到一半忘记方向
Sometimes halfway when she walks she lost the direction
一面流泪一面走错路
She had tears and lost the direction
等她醒过来的时候再找路回来
So when she now clear her mind she find a way
因为我的妈妈8个孩子
Because she has 8 children
7个男的1个女的
7 sons, 1 girl
33岁
33 years old
怎么养大这些孩子
How to bring up these children
日本时代
Japanese occupation
这个我们每天就是战争的火焰在我们的四周。
So surrounding us there was warfare and battle.
我8岁的时候。
When I was 8.
我亲眼看见每天一开门，我们路上就好多饿死的尸体躺在那边。
With my own eye, I see that when the door of my house opened, there are many people who die of starvation.
我现在想起来是怕的不得了。
I still was so frightened when I think about that.
你们从来没有看见。
You never seen that.
马来西亚从来没有一开门就几个饿的饿死的人。
In Malaysia, when you open the door of your house, you cannot see people who die of starvation.
每天的。
Every day.
还有一天我开门的时候
There was one day when I opened the door
就门要开出去开不出去
The door going to be open for, to outside
因为尸体就在门前
It cannot be open because there's cops there
然后我那个人就倒下去
There's a cops there
吓死你
I was so frightened
是这样的状况中间
It was such a situation
我的母亲怎么样
My mother
上帝啊
God
我要仰望你
I want to look up to you
你是使人有盼望的上帝
You are the God of hope
感谢上帝
Praise God
上帝丢掉人吗
Have God deserted us?
没有。
No.
上帝给你困难。
God give you difficulty.
上帝许可你有困难。
God allow you to suffer.
好像把你两个手放开了。
Like he let go the two hands.
你看见。
You see.
妈妈叫孩子走路的时候。
When a mother teaches the children how to walk.
是不是抓住他两个手？
Is it that's a catch of two hands?
是不是啊？
Is it?
有没有啊？
Is it?
哎，你记得从前妈妈抓你吗？
Do you remember how your mother caught up your hands?
走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走 始怎么样
？And then she，
他就找平衡了。
He lost balance.
看妈妈，看妈妈。
Look at the mother.
好像说你坏蛋啊。
How come you treat me like that？
你把我一半丢掉。但是他不能讲，对不对
？But you cannot say anything.
但我告诉你，妈妈为什么放掉他
？Why is the mother let go get a hand？
为什么放掉他
？Why let go the hand？
因为训练他。
That's a training.
对不对呢？如果一直不放啊
，If he will never let go，
等到15岁还抓住。
At age of 15, still catch of him。
不行的
，no，
一定要放掉他
，must let go。
所以到一段的时间训练够了以后
，so after some training，
就放掉他
，let go，
这个孩子就开始就平了。
And then he or she will learn。
但是我问你
，I tell you，
有没有妈妈两手放掉的眼睛闭着
？Is there any mother after letting the hand close the eyes？
我问你啊
，I'm asking you，
有没有两手放开就眼睛闭着
？After letting go the eyes and close the eyes，
没有
，no，
两手放开的时候
，letting go the hands，
眼睛盯着他
，the eyes stare on him。Him.
不准他跌倒
，Let not he fall。
不准他跌倒
，Let not he fall。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为母爱
，Because the mother's love。
所以当他看见他快要跌倒的时候
，When she is about to fall，
母亲就冲过来
，And the mother will rush，
把他再提起来
，And pulling up。
使人有盼望的上帝
，That is the God of hope。
我的母亲祷告
，My mother prayed。
上帝啊
，God，
我永远不再结婚。
I will not get married anymore.
我要靠着你的恩典
，By your grace，
把我的孩子养大
，To bring up my children，
使他个个成为有用的人。
So everyone is usable.
你是孤儿的父亲
，You are the father of the orphan.
你是寡妇的生养者
，You're the one who revenge for the one who died.
我现在没有丈夫
，I have no husband now.
人一定会欺负
，People will oppress me.
但是你照顾我
，But you take care of me.
使人有盼望的上帝
，So the God of hope you are.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我母亲就33岁，到她68岁死的时候。
At the age of 33 until she died at age of 68.
每天早上5点起来读经一个钟头。
Every morning she'll get up at 5 and read the Bible for 1 hour.
为一个孩子祷告。
Pray one by one for the children.
我的主，我的上。
My Lord, my God.
我小的时候常常听她讲这句话，我主，我上帝。
When I was young, I many times hear this, My God, my Lord.
我的主，我的上。
My Lord, my God, she'll pray.
照顾我的。
Take care of my children.
帮助他们
，help them.
不让他们跌倒
，let not they fall.
你给他们力量
，you give them strength.
起来
，and rise,
奋斗
，strive.
做你的见证
，be your testimony.
感谢上帝
，praise God.
上帝真的听他的祷告
，God truly listens to her prayer.
上帝是使人有盼望的
，because God is a God of hope.
所以如果你有困难
，if you have difficulty,
有失败
，failure,
有软弱
，weakness,
有苦难
，sufferings,
有人欺负
，people oppress you.
你跪下来
，kneel down.
你对上帝说。
Tell to God,
上帝啊
，God，
你使我有盼望。
You let me have hope.
你给我安慰。
Give me comfort.
你给我力量。
Give me strength.
我要依靠你到底。
I want to rely on you.
好不好？愿上帝赐福给我。
May God bless us.
但愿使人有盼望的上帝。
May the God of hope.
因着诸般信心的缘故，把诸般的喜乐同平安充满你们的心。
I fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him.
使你们借着圣灵的能力。
So that by the power of Holy Spirit,
大有盼望
you may overflow with hope.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
今天我就讲到这个地方
I'll stop in this place tonight.
礼拜一的时候我们从14节才开始讲
On Monday we'll begin from verse number 14.
愿上帝赐福给我们
May God bless us.
用圣经的话
With the word of the Bible.
坚固我们
To strengthen us.
引导我们
To guide us.
使我们一生一世
So that in whole life.
走在他熟的引导照顾的下
We walk in His guidance and also His protection.
我们大家站起来
We all rise.
我们一同站起来
We want to rise together.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我从罪都洗净洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。我们一同。